KCDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Have a happy, happy birthday. Have a happy, happy birthday. Have a happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Hello, may I please speak to Bob?
All right, 258, here's Groobs.
Hey, Bug. Hey. John Davis Auto Group in Rally House, Texas, bring you my Nizzle. And soulmate, and best friend.
Thanks, good friend.
No problem, man.
Let's say hello to the hardline, Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson. They are not here.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Which means...
yeah.
Using the process of elimination, they must be over there.
Hey, man.
Yes, we are going over there.
Hey, Shoopy.
Hi, Shoopy. How are you?
What's up, good. Mike?
Not much, Mr. Dan. How are we?
What's up, my Nizzle?
Well, what is a Nizzle, anyway? Did we ever figure that out? Has that ever been determined?
I believe still looking into that.
Who's on that?
I'm on it.
It's out there with my scale.
Got TC on the case.
I get it. Well, no, that's not going to do us much good.
What's
up? I understand TC's airtime is being severely monitored these days.
Severely.
Hi, boys.
All right, so
hey,
where
look who's
are
here.
You?
Nicely.
Oh, wow.
Yes. First of all, look who's here. Corby.
It's Corby Davidson.
Corby Davidson.
Man, how
ticket.
About that? How about that? He is here, and boy, the energy level in this room just ramped up.
Not really. Not at all, actually.
But the hair level
hey,
did.
Hey, Snake.
Welcome back, Bobbo.
You know where I was on Saturday morning?
Where?
Center court.
Yeah, big deal.
Did you throw a grub? Throw a grub on the center court? See what happens?
Let me tell you something.
Was it awesome?
Never has a 15,000-seat venue looked so tiny.
Did you like it?
Last row, worst seat at center court would still be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And guess who's entering the lottery? That's right.
What does that mean?
They have a lottery system to win, to get tickets for Wimbledon. And,
that's fixed.
Kind of feel like I got to go.
Why were you there? I know why you were in England, but did you just take a tour of Wimbledon or what?
Yeah, that was one of the side trips that I planned for this time, is to finally go see Wimbledon.
No, he's planning to play, right.
Yeah, he's playing
play
in the tournament.
Match.
I was, yeah, trying to win.
Against Roddick.
Trying to win the qualifier.
Sturm against Roddick.
Come on, Corbin.
Snake.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I just asked a simple question.
Yeah. By the way, I'm in
the
real lottery.
Stupidest one ever.
The Powerball.
By the way, I did qualify.
Nice.
That great?
Is anyone going. Else in the Powerball with the people at the station here?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
There is one? I could
Woo.
Use that. I'm in.
I've declared for the NFL draft lottery.
I'm in for 1/18th of the Powerball winnings.
Where are you expecting to go, Mike?
The NFL draft lottery.
Third round?
Yes,
would you
yes.
clean up your knowledge a little bit before you do draft coverage?
Bob is not happy.
Uh-oh. Guess who's
Uh-oh.
Back?
Uh-oh.
Back again.
We 6 years in a row I've gone undrafted.
We all know there's an NHL draft lottery.
Sorry, Shoopy.
Is there?
Yeah.
God. How do you feel over there, Mike?
Like I drew everybody off sides.
You've been exterminated. Yeah, Bob jumped hard.
I did the Charles Martin.
Boy,
actually picked you up and slammed you to the turf.
Yeah, but the whistle had blown 5 seconds before.
Well, everybody,
that's
I'm glad we're all back together.
So, Mike.
Yes.
I see baseball has been doing very well when I was out of the country.
Oh, by the way, did you see the Generals?
I think it's been doing all right.
Congratulations on being on top of the division, Bob.
You know where the Generals sit right now, Mike?
No, you congratulate
me. We sit third in the entire league, first
well, this
in the division.
This is the type of progress that we've been hoping to
congratulate
see.
We're
very me. Happy about this.
Congratulate me.
1 week into the season, we have not been eliminated.
Congratulate me.
That's all we want, is just a little hope.
London has taken out a lot out of Bob.
You know, if
oh,
we
I
can
thought
have,
you wanted Mike to congratulate him.
No,
didn't
you.
TC pick
oh.
the whole team, though? Shouldn't we congratulate TC?
TC has been kept far away from it this year. That's why it's working.
If we could have 2 months of hope, Generals fans such as myself would see this as major, major progress.
So we're going to try to get to Memorial Day?
1 week is major
yeah, we're
going
to try to get to Memorial Day and still be in contention.
Why don't you just take your career high 1 week into the season?
When do we start trash talking the rest of the
more.
League?
We want more.
I would like to win this league and trash talk everyone. Can we do that?
Well, we got
to
win it first. But right. then...
Well, we're very happy about this. This then is a the world, wonderful development.
The world has not seen the trash talk that we will rain down if,
now,
in fact, we ever win.
How far into third are we?
Like,
how many points behind second are we?
Well, let me say this. If the Yankees can get three more outs,
huge,
we may be in second place.
God.
And all this after 1 week, huh?
All this without...
But all you're worried about is division,
I would forego second place just for tonight to see the Yankees not get those three outs.
Oh, dude, you're a bad Generals fan.
Let's help Andy Pettit out, okay? He's a Texan, like you guys.
Yeah.
He probably enjoys the
He's
Texas
born here. This is a Lone Star love fest, Mike.
So right now we're in third?
Now he's angry.
Yeah, we are.
We've angered the great beast.
You know what we
20
need?
20 points behind second,
I'm
20
not the
ahead
great
of
beast.
Fourth.
You know what you want?
Somebody else is the great beast.
He's the great Shoopy.
We need Lance Berkman to get healthy, so make that happen.
You know where he plays? Jesus. Where does he play?
Lance Berkman
Texas.
Will be fine. He will be fine.
He plays for the Texas Astros.
He is awesome.
You know, today is Tuesday, April 13th, 103rd day of the year. There are 262 days left in 2010. On this very day, Mike, in 1860, the Pony Express completed its inaugural run from...
With Craig James and Eric Dickerson?
St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California in 10 days.
I remember that.
That's right. Got my first piece of mail.
So that was 1860. When did you grow up exactly?
I grew up in the 60s.
What was that like? I mean, so did you feel that would change a game changer or what?
Oh, well, not the 1860s. I really can't tell you too much about it.
Didn't Mom send you out with sandwiches and lemonade to give to the Pony Express guys when they dropped off your mail?
Now, when you sent away for your slingshot, did it come by Pony Express?
How long did it take from the day you...
No, all you had to do was go down to Mott's and pick one up.
What about your x-ray glasses that see through clothes?
Look at the back of any comic book.
Mom, my hoop with a stick showed up. Yay!
Ball in a cup.
Send it a couple of cereal box tops and you're good.
What were those little things?
Get a Woody kazoo.
They claimed with sea monkeys. Did you get any sea monkeys?
No, I never got any sea monkeys.
On this day in 1986.
God, that was great stuff, though.
Right. I don't know if this is worth mentioning. Jack Nicklaus won the Masters. Nah. Was that big?
Nah, who cares?
Meh. What year was this?
Meh.
At age 46, the oldest
46,
man ever
Mike.
To win at Augusta.
Meh. Then it came out.
Thought Freddie had a chance this weekend, but alas, no.
Uh-oh.
The record still stands.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I got a little choked up.
Did Corby break out his golf spikes and turn back on Tiger again? He was a candidate for celebration at that horrible three-putt.
I got a chuckle out of the three-putt from 3 feet. Who didn't?
And on this day
those of us who want Tiger to return to awesome.
Oh.
On this
close.
Day in 1997.
And that's what you want?
Is that what I want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods
God,
became
he was
the...
just so desperate to win that thing this weekend, and I so loved his family.
Well, he almost did, you know.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He didn't.
Top five, dog.
Phil's almost won a bunch, too.
On this day in 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest Masters champion.
Ah, the oldest and the youngest. And the blackest.
And...
That's right, because they don't let the black man in down
and
there.
And the most tied.
And a tournament record total of 8 shots ahead of the field.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Phil was only 2 strokes off that all-time record. He could have got it if he wanted to.
Jocelyn James?
He played it safe on 18, unless he would have got a hole-in-one.
Meh.
In birthday news, hey, Dan. This is an email from
you. Do you think it drove Tiger crazy, Bob, as Phil was hugging his... cancer-stricken wife with the children surrounding him, and it was like the greatest family moment ever, and there's his mortal enemy enjoying the riches of Masters victory and the adoration of America all because of that.
I'll bet what really drove him crazy was the fact that Jocelyn James was stripping in Atlanta.
Would you leave Jocelyn James out of it?
He couldn't go get some of it. That's probably what really drove him crazy.
What is he going to get? Some of what, Mike?
That booty.
How do you know he did it?
He did.
We don't know that.
My friend, I'm
waiting for that story to break. I'm so hoping it does.
That booty.
My friend Brian Williams turns 27 today.
There you go, Mike.
Oh, NBC News anchor.
He is a big P1 and would like to have Donovan sing happy birthday to him in Jive.
What's this guy's name?
Jive.
I would want he would do that.
Come on. Donovan knows.
What? I have no idea.
How about Ebonics?
Come on, lay him down and smack him, jack him.
Hey, Dan. My name is Daniel. And today is my 20th birthday. Hearing what Mark Teixeira thinks about your family values would make this the best birthday ever. I attached the requisite pictures for everyone and a Wayans family portrait for Donovan.
Nice. Thank you.
Wow. A Wayans family portrait.
I don't have one. I'm glad he did.
Please keep these pictures away from Mike Reiner. I love him, but she is extremely outside his demographic. And number two, he has ruined this segment with Facebook birthdays.
Ooh.
Love you guys.
Wow.
More Blonovan from Daniel in Duncanville.
I'm looking at your bio. You got married already. You're a rookie in the big leagues. I mean, you've pretty much taken care of everything, right?
Yeah, I got it all taken care of, I guess. I'm pretty well covered.
Well, you still have divorce to look forward to.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so. Mark.
You might.
I'd like to apologize.
It's always an option. That's what I tell my wife. If she gets out of line, you just keep that in mind. That
I
you can
feel
tell
sorry
her.
For you, then.
Yeah, you don't have to respond to that, Mark. All right, it's Mark Teixeira.
Well, listen to radio. Freaking, Ben McDonald over here.
He made it worse.
How did we survive?
Right from the jump.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have to. I am sorry. Poor guy. Nice dude.
Yeah, he's great.
Things were going great on the interview. And
then Dan drops a grenade. Newlywed.
Oh, I feel sorry for you. Oh, I'm such a good guy.
Just tell us some great things about being a newlywed.
Control.
How fun is it to be a newlywed?
Oh, I don't joke about that.
I mean, have you drilled the hell out of her yet?
Whoa. Wow.
Man.
Look, Dan even went to him and apologized to him to his face.
Yeah.
And we,
whatever. Nice
and we,
apology.
And we even sent over a cookie bouquet. And it didn't do anything to help.
A cookie bouquet?
Yeah. We sent a cookie bouquet to him.
He's a douche.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, that's something wrong with him. Let's recreate the apology.
Not him.
We'll send him another cookie bouquet to Yankee Stadium and see if it works now. Maybe things are different now.
Maybe.
Sorry he got mad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you have.
You don't joke about that, you jerk.
I'm sorry you're such a
poof.
A poof. I guess you really hang out in a major league clubhouse. Must be fun busting balls with you.
Or is he a puffer?
Elsewhere, Patrick Elias, 34.
Ooh.
Gary Kasparov, 47.
Russian.
Brett Saberhagen, 46.
Dan, if you'll indulge me here for a second, I do have a birthday. I'd like to get out of there.
Oh, here we go.
Here's Mike.
Segment was going along smoothly.
It is the birthday today of the great Kelly Raspberry.
You mean
Tom?
Tom.
What did you do to celebrate,
awesome.
Tom?
Who?
What did you do
did
to
you
celebrate?
Tom,
your house, Tom?
Sending Kelly my best wishes. That's
Kelly
awesome.
Raspberry, who
maybe
I believe...
Maybe send her a cookie bouquet.
I believe...
Call her, Tom.
Got pregnant, and then her boyfriend left her 7 months in.
That is so awesome.
That's how it happened.
Or were they married at the time?
Married, I believe.
This is making Tom extremely tense.
It was longtime boyfriend who they finally tied the knot.
Here comes the tickets, Mark Teixeira. I don't believe that.
Why are you firing darts through the window, Tom?
They were dating, I think.
They were talking about it on the air. It's okay. This is public knowledge.
You don't even know
married.
What
they all
laugh
about it.
It's a funny story.
I think they were married.
You'll never be in love.
You're awful.
Tom's thinking it's intellectual property of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It really is.
You're not allowed to talk about
this.
Really
can't.
Isn't she too old for you? You said that.
I think we're about
to especially
say,
Tom.
I believe we're the same age.
Yeah, which means she's too old for you.
No, I don't believe that.
She's right in my demographic.
Nothing wrong with Kelly.
Actually, she's 16 years younger
than
you. How is that in your demographic?
Exactly.
Go into the bathroom and take it.
What is your demographic now?
Nothing wrong with Kelly.
I thought it was like
8 to 80.
55 and 58.
Send me something very naughty.
It's 6 to 60.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
6 to 6.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Well, what a wide range.
Blind, crippled, or crazy.
That's right.
Are we done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else?
Don't be sorry.
Is there anything else you want to say about that, Tom?
I'm blazing.
Huh?
Really, Mike?
No, just happy birthday.
He's already on the phone with Kelly apologizing.
Your annual Kelly bit that you do on her birthday.
I hate to tell you that some of the fellows made fun of you today.
Why don't you use a different voice?
Because.
You've used this about 8 times
yeah,
already.
I didn't
today.
Know Kim Cattrall was joining
because
us.
It's Mark Teixeira, all right? And he's being Mark Teixeira.
Well, he sounds just like Kim Cattrall.
All right, well, don't be Mark Teixeira. Be somebody else.
Kim Cattrall?
Yes, go.
Oh.
Davis Love the third, 46.
Ooh, DL3. How'd he do yesterday, Corby?
Yeah.
Tony Dow, 65.
You down with DL3?
Ooh. Oh, is he ever? It's one of his favorites. One of his
you
top three
me.
Of all time.
How does he golf with his butt clenched like that?
Yeah, back in the day, that's Rick. All we used to hear about was DL3.
Ricky really? Schroeder is 40.
Tar Hole.
Silver Spoon.
Paul Sorvino, 71.
Pretty.
Good fellas.
Paulie.
Lyle Wagner, 75. Max Weinberg, Tom, 59.
Yep.
Great Max Weinberg.
Get ready for TBS.
Lisa Umbarger, 45.
Wow.
Is that the wife of the former Ranger great Jim Umbarger?
The Toadies. Now, here are your spare birthdays.
Somebody go.
Wait a minute. She's a Facebook friend. How'd I miss that?
Frank.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around down.
Fixated on Kelly.
Can you play one note of the Toadies? Jeez. Oh, three notes. Thanks. Jerk.
Think they're that great?
He is a big jerk.
I'll put Rubberneck up against quite a bit and say,
where did
well
I leave
done.
That rubber neck?
Well done, Toadies. You keep up the good work. Oh. So what do we want here? Spares? We're still
yeah.
doing it? Still
hey,
do
Kim.
This bit?
Who's this?
You're the presenter of Spares.
Ah, presenter. Good. By the way, what were you telling people yesterday? I got some weird emails.
Just that we're not allowed to talk about it.
Right.
We they could email you if they wanted. But it was an embarrassing accident, and that's why you're out.
An embarrassing accident. Dana Barrels, 43.
Right into
BCAB.
Ball.
Different
right
strokes.
Help him pull your balls fell out.
Did you say balls? Oh.
Quinn Early, 45.
You're the pass catcher, what?
Sure.
Did he get eaten by a dinosaur in
I don't
Jurassic
think
ball?
So.
Yes, he did. Did Dana Barrows have a swim through here?
See, I was wondering about that. See, I think he was in one of those four-team trades
what?
In the early Cuban era.
That might have passed through here, but I never actually played in a game. Maybe.
Maybe.
I just passed out.
Maybe with college teammate Bill Curley in one of those trades. I don't
right.
know.
Did someone say game?
Apparently, Ty's not interested in helping us, though, so that's okay.
I'm looking. I don't see him.
Sergey Gonchar, 38.
I don't see him as part of the Mavs organization.
All right. Hi, Ty.
Back to you.
It's good to have the great beast on the case.
How are you, Ty?
Roar.
Doug Strange, 46, Mike. You okay?
Yes, former Ranger great.
Ranger.
And did he not hit the first Ranger home run at the Temple?
Should we be asking you this?
Yeah, that's probably part of your trivia.
That's a question for Baseball Jesus. All right, I'm going to say that he did.
That's the type of confidence we're hoping for.
Prove it wrong.
Yeah, somebody do it. Come
and
on.
Big Ted
bring
Washington is 42.
Baseball Lucifer, bring it on.
Roar.
Ted Washington, now, what did he go for?
He was the bartender in Love Boat.
It's Ted Lang. Did he ever crack 4, do you think?
I think perhaps on an extra heavy day.
Snorted cocaine last summer.
Finished his career in Cleveland with the Browns.
Wow.
Congratulations, Dan.
He had the very awkward stance that he wanted to retire a Brown even though he had never played for them.
More time.
The one-day contract.
Sign
do you
the
think the Indians
contract.
Would let me sign a one-day contract?
I know somebody who would sure like to find out. Right after the great game, you retire an Indian.
Boy, you should have seen things around here yesterday.
What happened?
Well, opening day in Cleveland.
First of all, there was no sports term. It was Indians opening day against the Rangers.
Wow.
That's all we talked about.
Man.
Was the road Sizemore?
And the Polish government died.
Was he wearing stirrups?
Yeah, did you see that thing about the Polish government, Bob?
Are you set?
Corby, tell him about it.
Are you set up a funny joke?
Yes, Snake, what happened?
I'm sure this was
anyway,
handled,
dead on this day
handled
still,
a great reverence
born on this
yesterday.
Day still dead, Thomas Jefferson, dead on this day still dead.
Uh-oh. Actually, we rubbed quite a few poles
Grand
the wrong way.
Slam. No one.
They give
five,
us...
four, three.
Grand Slam.
Gotta get out of here.